إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني عن النار. قال: لقد سألتني عن عظيم، وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله عليه. تعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا، وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت. ثم قال: ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير؟ الصوم جنة، والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار، وصلاة الرجل في من جوف الليل. قال: ثم تلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع حتى بلغ يعملون. ثم قال: ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر كله وعموده وذروة سلامه؟ قلت: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: رأس الأمر الإسلام، وعموده الصلاة، وذروة سلامه الجهاد. ثم قال: ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله؟ قلت: بلى يا نبي الله. فأخذ بلسانه قال: كف عليك هذا. فقلت: يا نبي الله، وإنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم به. فقال: ثكلتك أمك يا معاذ، وهل يكب الناس في النار على وجوههم أو على مناخرهم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم؟ رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. We continue reading the explanation of the hadith 29 in the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. Once again, I'm going to read the hadith once again. On the authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, who said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me, he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by saying, tell me of an act which will take me into paradise and will keep me away from hellfire. As the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan said, this is a very important question, and this is supposed to be very important for every Muslim, because that's what we want on Yawm al-Qiyamah, to be from the people of Jannah and to escape the hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, you have asked me about a major matter, yet it is easy for him for whom Allah Almighty makes it easy. You should worship Allah, associating nothing with Him in worship, and you should perform the prayers, pay the zakat, fast in Ramadan, and perform the Hajj. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, shall I not show you the gates of goodness? Then he said, the Prophet ﷺ, fasting, which is a shield, charity, which extinguishes sin as water extinguishes fire, and the praying of a man in the depth of night. Then he recites the ayah 16 of Surah Sajda, who forsake their beds to cry unto their Lord in fear and hope, and spend of what we have bestowed on them. No soul know what is kept hidden for them of joy, as a reward for what they used to do. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to Mu'adh, shall I not tell you of the peak of the matter, its pillar, and its topmost part? I said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He says, the peak of the matter is Islam, the pillar is prayer, and its topmost part is jihad. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I not tell you of the controlling of all that? I said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. And he took hold of his tongue, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, control this, guard this, restrain this. I said, O Prophet of Allah, will what we say be held against us? He said, may your mother be bereaved of you, O Mu'adh. Is there anything that topples people on their faces, or, he said, on their noses into hellfire, other than the harvest of their tongues? It was related by Imam al-Tirmidhi, who said it was a good and sound hadith. So we're going to continue with the explanation of this hadith by our noble Shaykh, Dr. Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, from his book Al-Minha al-Rabbaniyya fi Sharh al-Arba'in al-Nawawiyya. We get to the point when The Sheikh, he gave us the explanation of the pillars of Islam, a brief explanation, because the answer of the Prophet ﷺ to Mu'adh was the pillars of Islam, the five pillars of Islam. ثم قال له ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير. And we take it from this sentence. After the Prophet ﷺ, he gave him the pillars of Islam. Then he said to him, shall I not direct you to the gates of goodness? قال الشيخ أي زيادة على أركان الإسلام. He says, of course, a person who wants to enter to Jannah and escape the fires perform the pillars of Islam. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, shall I give you more than this? Give you more than just the pillars of Islam. قال الشيخ لأن الدين ليس محصورا في أركان الإسلام ولكن هذه هي الأساسات. He said, because the religion is not limited to the pillars of Islam. Yes, these are the main pillars, these are the foundations of the religion. ولكن هناك أعمال كثيرة تتبع هذه الأركان وتكملها وهي جميع أنواع الطاعات من فرائد ونوافل وواجبات ومستحبات. He says, Islam is not limited to the five pillars of Islam. However, these five pillars, they are the main, the most important things in Islam. But there is so many other actions of obedience that follow this very important matter, these pillars of Islam, and complete it. So such all of the actions of worship that we are whether commanded, that is legislated for us by the way of obligation or being optional. Inam, or being optional. قال والصوم الصوم جنة. Prophet ﷺ now, he said to him, الصوم جنة. Fasting is a shield. These are from the things that the person should do. قال سترة بين العبد وبين النار. Fasting is a shield between a person and the hellfire. والصوم فريضة يكون فريضة مثل صيام رمضان ونافلة. When you come to fasting, there is the fasting that is obligatory, like the fasting in Ramadan. And there is a fasting that is a nafila, an optional fast. Who can give me an example of an optional fast? The obligatory fast is Ramadan. That's what's obligatory, Ramadan. Is there any other fast before that question? Is there any obligatory fast other than Ramadan?
No. Yeah.
Yes, no? Who says no? Is there any... Okay, Ramadan, fasting in the month of Ramadan is obligatory. Is there any fast that is obligatory other than fasting in the month of Ramadan?
Yes?
No, Nuruddin.
Kafarat.
Mithal.
Like the one who is slaughtered, he killed the site in the Hajj. Or like the one who maybe he made the kafara from the fight.
Hassan?
You vow, you swear to.
Another sense. Another vow. Somebody took an oath, another to fast. Nine. And the kafara too. طيب. Now give me some examples of the optional fast. Fast that is not obligatory, but it's good to fast.
Monday and Thursday.
Shawwal. The whole month of Shawwal?
Six
days of Shawwal.
The days of light.
Aynam.
Hijri.
What else? Yom Arafah.
Shaban or
half of the 15th of Shaban? That's a bid'ah. Good that you mentioned it, that's a bid'ah. But there is no dalil that this is the people, they do that. They stand, they fast the 15th of Shaban and they revive that night in worship. There is no dalil. The ulama, they said that's from the bid'ah, from the innovations.
Maybe you mean 1 to 15 or just the 15th?
Huh?
Maybe you say from 1 to 15, like 15 days.
No, the 15th.
No, I didn't say half. Up to the 15th.
Up to the 15th?
Yeah.
Is that fast? Are you asking me or that you giving me as an example?
I'm giving as
that's an example.
From the 5 to the 15 or more, is my
allowed? No, what I know is that Aisha radiallahu anha, she saw the Prophet, she didn't see him fast any day, any month more than Shaban. Okay? But as for the first 15 days, I don't know it in any daily. Okay? As for the 15th, some people, they specify only the 15th night and the day of Shaban. There is no proof to that. That's why the ulama, this is an innovation.
Yom
Ashura. Sant Muharram. What day is that? 10th of Muharram. And one day?
What day? Yom
Khusra. And the day before?
The day before, yeah.
Because of the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. طيب جزاكم الله خير. Any other nafil now?
Those when the brother that says a wajib, it's no wajib, unless the person made the wajib himself.
Huh?
Like a nidha, and those one, it's no wajib originally, unless the person made the wajib himself.
That's why it became wajib.
Yeah, but Allah didn't make a nidha to, I mean, origin is not the, it's not the only the Ramadan.
No, it's not like that. Because once a person make an oath, it become binding on him. That's why the question was, what is obligatory on the people to fast? What's obligatory on the people to fast? Of course, yes, the ulama, they says a person should not do that, should not take that route. You should not make things obligatory on you that Allah didn't make. Now, we shouldn't do that. We give you an example. Some people, for example, here is this person, he's going to take this test. Let's say person doing his bachelor's or master's, student, taking his test and he's, oh Allah, if I pass this test, I will fast 10 days. Why would a person do this? You see, just ask Allah, oh Allah, help me. No, the ulama, they said you shouldn't do that. But some people, they do that. If they say, look, oh Allah, if I pass with a good grade, I fast 10 days for you, oh Allah. Then that person, if he passed the test, he has to fast 10 days. Aynah. Yeah, that's true. What Uthman is saying is that this is not something that Allah has made obligatory on the people. There is no vow that is obligatory by Allah, but the people, they put that on themselves. So that's a good point that you understand it in this way. Jazakallah khair. Now, anything else? Tayyib. The Shaykh says, وَالنَّفْلُ مِثْلْ صِيَامِ الْأَيَّامِ الَّتِي جَاءَ الدَّلِيلُ بِصِيَامِهَا. Look how the Shaykh mentioned. SubhanAllah. When he comes to the Nafl, he says, as an example, fast in those days that there is a dalil. You see? See, kalam al-ulama, the statement of the ulama, SubhanAllah, it's amazing. He says, Nafl, because Nafl is not just left for us to do whatever and fast any days. He says, those days that there is a dalil, kasitti min shawwal, like fasting the 6 days of shawwal, not automatically, it has to be the first 6 days after the Eid, of course. The Eid is haram to fast on the Eid. So usually people start on the second of shawwal and goes until the seventh and finish it. But it doesn't have to be six in a row. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen and other ulama, they said it's better to do it like that because you're still in the mood of fasting, and also a lot of people are doing it in a right away like that, so it's easy for you. But as long as a person fasts 6 days inshallah, when it become now the person has to do it six in a row, when?
The last 6 days.
The last 6 days of shawwal. Ahsan. If he keep putting it, now there is nothing but 6 days of Shawwal. What that person has to do now? He doesn't have to. This is not obligatory, but he wants to finish it now. He don't have to. He has no choice now. He got to do all 6 in a row now.
And he got to make up days if he owes for Ramadan.
That's another point. Jazakallah. Wal ithnain wal khamis. Now, there is adillah to fast Mondays and Thursdays. Okay? وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر and 3 days out of every month could be in the first or the middle or the last of the month 3 days okay وعشر ذي الحجة also the first 9 days of the الحجة they call them عشر because للتغليل but you cannot can you fast the first 10 days of the الحجة can you or can you not, you not? Why not Huh?
Eid on the
10th day. Eid?
Eid.
And the Eid, because the Eid is on the 10th. So the 10th is not included. What they say, the 10th, because if you divide the month to the first 10, second, the last 10 part, okay? So what they call them the 10th, even though it's missing one, and missing another two, actually, two, the 9th. Who can explain?
The 9th.
Who does not fast the 9th?
Those who
are in Hajj, I know. Those in Hajj do not fast. It's better for them not to fast, and the Prophet ﷺ did not fast on Arafah because they are on Arafah. No. But they can fast the first 8 days. The people who are not on Hajj, they can fast 9 days, from 1 to 9. They don't have to, but it's one of these optional fasts as well. ويوم عرفة ويوم عاشوراء ويوم القبلة وبعدها فهذه كلها صوم نافلة قوله والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he says that also from the good things those gates and goods and doors of good that he taught Mu'adh رضي الله عنه says صدقة charity extinguishes the sin, he wipes out the sin as the water extinguishes the fire. This is one of the good things actually, the sadaqah as well along with fasting. Likewise he says, As-sadaqah aydan ala qismain, farida wa hiya al-zakat wa tatawwa wa hiya al-tabarru'at fi wujuh al-khair. So sadaqah is also of two types. There is that which is obligatory, which is zakat. Zakat is a sadaqah wajibah. And then there is the sadaqah that is optional. And this is what the person spends in so many ways of good. So many venues of good. Helping the needy, the poor, his family members, and the widows. Somebody struggle with debt, help him to pay the debt. Building masajid, schools, streets, roads, bridges, you know, and the like, and paths for the people, and wells, and all of those good things, alhamdulillah. خالصتك تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار. فإذا أردت أن تطفئ سيئاتك فإنك تتصدق على المحتاجين. Sheikh says she wants to extinguish your sins, spend, give a lot of charity for those who deserve it. Alhamdulillah. And this is a ni'mah from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. You give charity, and that's good for you. He extinguishes the sins. Alhamdulillah. قوله والصلاة وصلاة الرجل في جوف الليل وصلاة الرجل في جوف الليل He said, and the prayer of a man in the night, meaning the night prayer, the tahajjud. The tahajjud, and he mentioned the ayah 16 of Surah As-Sajdah. We'll read to you the whole surah because they just mentioned all of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is talking about the believers, and he says, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَدَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِي لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The ayah 16 and 17 of Surah As-Sajdah. Their sides forsake their beds to invoke their Lord in fear and hope. Meaning these people, they're not asleep. While people are asleep, these persons, they get up. For what reason? Allah mentions this reason. They don't get up because they were sick, they couldn't sleep, they got a bad headache. Other people get up to watch TV, whatever the case is. No, these people, they get up for a reason, for ibadah, for an act of worship. They forsake their beds and they were asleep and then they wake up. They wake up to do what? To invoke their Lord in fear and hope. And they also, from the characteristic that they spend in Allah's cause, charity in Allah's cause, out of what Allah bestowed on them. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. قال كذلك الشيخ صالح الفوزان يقول الصلاة منها فريضة ومنها نافلة. Likewise, when you look at the prayer, there is that which is obligatory and that which is optional. There is the salat that is obligatory and the salat that is optional. قال وأفضل النوافل صلاة الرجل في جوف الليل يعني وسط الليل. He says, and the best of the optional prayers is the prayer of a person in the جوف الليل, in the depth of the night. He means in وسط الليل, he says, the middle of the night. لأنه وقت نوم الناس ووقت هدوء. He said, why? Because why is that the best time? Because it is a time when the people are asleep, and it's time of peace and tranquility. Not a lot of things going on. ويكون بعد نوم وراحة فيكون الإنسان حاضر القلب. And also because a person has already spent some hours sleeping, so a person already went to bed after Isha and he got some rest, now he wakes up to pray. So the person now, his heart is present, meaning the khushu and the concentration. وَيَكُونُ الْإِنسَانُ قَدْ أَخَذَ حَظَّهُ مِنَ النَّوْمِ ثُمَّ يَقُومُ نَشِيطًا. And he says, because a person now has already took some rest after Isha, a person went to sleep, and he get up, alhamdulillah, with energy, energetic. Has already energy. Sheikh, he mentioned that for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Muzammil, ayah number 6, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْعًا وَأَقْوَى مُقِيلًا. Verily the rising by night, meaning for tahajjud prayer, is very hard and most potent and good for governing oneself and most suitable for understanding the word of Allah. He says, نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ الْقِيَامِ بَعْدَ النَّوْمِ. This نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ that Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Muzammil is when a person wakes up after already took a rest and they already was asleep. Okay? People, they went to sleep, they go to sleep, and then they will wake up. وَقَدْ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَحَبُّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَلَاةُ دَاوُودَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَأَحَبُّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صِيَامُ دَاوُودَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in a hadith that is in Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the most beloved of all prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the optional prayers here, is the prayer of Dawood alayhi salam. The prayers performed by Dawood alayhi salam. Likewise, the most beloved of fasting, which is the optional fasting, is that of Dawood alayhi salam. And then the Prophet ﷺ explained to us how Dawood alayhi salam used to perform the night prayer. قَلْ كَانَ يَنَامُ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ وَيَقُومُ ثُلُثَهُ وَيَنَامُ سُدُسَهُ وَيَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيُفْطِرُ يَوْمًا. That Dawood alayhi salam, he used to sleep the first half of the night. Okay? And then he will revive one third of it. Okay? In a prayer. And he will sleep a sixth of it. Okay? He will sleep a sixth of it. So, one half, the first half, he sleep. Then he will revive one third. And that's what is left. When you got one half and one third, what is left is one sixth. He will sleep also, get some rest. And he used to fast one day and break the other. He will fast every other day. Okay? As for the optional fasting. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان هذا داود عليه السلام وصومه وأفضل الصيام يقوم الثلث الذي بعد النصف وهذا هو جوف الليل ويصادف النزول الإلهي في آخر الليل يجمع بين جوف الليل وبين آخر الليل وقت النزول الإلهي فيجمع بين الفضيلتين. So داود عليه السلام he used to revive the third of the night that comes after its first half. And that's what is called Jawful Layl, the middle of the night. And him getting up at the middle of the night and spending a third of the night praying, then he will be performing actions of worship at the time when Allah descends, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the lowest heaven, to the lowest heaven, in a manner that befits His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have a sound hadith that the Prophet tells us, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا كُلُّ لَيْلَ الْحَدِيثِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, descends every night to the lowest heaven, to the end of the hadith. So he says here, Dawood alayhi salam, why his standing is the best, because he combined between two virtues, two good things. Standing up in the middle of the night, which is good, and also being up until he's in a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. قال فيجمعوا بين الفضيلتين فمن أراد أن يحصل على هذا الأجر فليرتب القيام في هذا الوقت. So if anyone wants to get these two bounties and these two blessings and these two virtuous actions, should do it the same way. Go to sleep at the middle of the night, wake up, and spend a third of the night upon ibadah. قال ثم تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. And he mentioned the ayat 16 and 17 in Surah As-Sajda. He says, يعني يقومون في الليل ويتركون المضاجع الدافئة في الشتاء والمضاجع المريحة يتركون ما يحبون ويقومون لطاعة الله عز وجل. So these are people, Allah praised them, because they revive the night and they stand up in a prayer a portion of the night. They forsake their beds, especially in the nights of the winter, the cold nights, and the bed is so nice and a blanket, and they leave that. They may have a comfortable beds, and but they leave all that. Why? They leave what they love. For what reasons? Out of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do it out of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَوْنُهُمْ يَتْرُكُونَ الْمَضَاجِعُ وَيَقُومُونَ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى صِدْقِ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَمَحَبَّتِهِمْ الْخَيْرِ. Says, for them leaving and forsaking their beds and their mattresses and all those comfortable things, he says that's a proof that they are true in their iman. They are true in their iman. They're truthful when they say that they believe. And because they want good for themselves, because this is how you get good. This is the best prayer, the best optional, and the human being in general, not just the Muslims, everybody wants the best. You know, if you ask them about anything, they just want the best. And this is the best when it comes to this optional act of worship. قال وأيضا القيام في جوف الليل أكثر إخلاصا لأن الناس نائمون لا يرونه. He said, also keep in mind when the one who stand up and at that moment of the night when everybody sleep, that's closer to ikhlas and sincerity. Person being sincere because nobody is going to see that person. And especially because he doesn't come to the masjid and all the people are in the masjid, because it's not like they lock every night in the masjid, we're going to get in here and pray, and which is the ulama, they said, this is sahaba didn't do it. In Ramadan, yes, in Ramadan you come for Taraweeh. You come for Taraweeh and you pray with the people. Because Taraweeh is not obligatory, it's from the optional. But alhamdulillah, since the Prophet ﷺ did it for a couple of nights, and the Sahaba follow on that, alhamdulillah, you can do that on Ramadan. But other than Ramadan, every night come to the masjid and make tahajjud. Person make tahajjud in his house. And also because the many other ahadith, from them that the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, أفضل salati المرء في بيته إلى المكتوبة, the best prayer of a person in his in-house, in his house, except the obligatory. Aina. Except the obligatory prayer. ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر كله وعموده وذروة سنامه يعني الذي يجمع لك كل هذه الأمور. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him after giving him this this gates and many ways of good, he said to him, shall I not tell you of the peak of the matter, its pillar and its topmost parts? قال رأس الأمر الإسلام. He says that the peak of the matter of all this ibadah that you do and all this good that you are doing, whether it be salat, fasting, charity, hajj and the like, its peak, it's Islam. قال والإسلام هو الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. هذا تعريفه بأركان الخمسة التي مرت. So the definition of Islam, what is Islam? He says, is to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly by tawheed, by worshipping none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by fulfilling the Islamic monotheism, by complying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by being obedient to their commands, and by freeing oneself from shirk and his people. That's true. A person cannot be upon Islam. Even if he practices Islam, but he's still upon shirk, cannot combine the two. He gotta be upon Islam and live and forsake completely shirk. He said, this is the definition of Islam, along with its pillars, as the Prophet ﷺ gave him the pillars. قَالَ وَعَمُودُهُ الصَّلَاةِ. So then its pillar is salat. قَالَ عمود الإسلام الصلاة. The Sheikh gave an example. He said, مثل العمود للخيمة والبيت. He says, فالبيت والسقف لا يقوم إلا على عمود, وكذلك الإسلام لا يقوم إلا على الصلاة. قال فلو أنك عملت جميع أعمال الإسلام إلا الصلاة فإنه لا يقوم لك إسلام, كما لو أنك أحضرت الخيمة والأوتاد والأطناب ولم تحضر عمودا تقيم به الخيمة لم تنتفع بها, فلا بد من اجتماع هذه الأمور, وأهم شيء العمود, فالصلاة هي عمود الإسلام. Let me give an example, beautiful example. I don't know if all of us we're gonna know this or not, but he says that the salat is the pillar to Islam, like the amud is the pillar for the tent. Okay. There is this old-fashioned tent. I don't know if they still make it or not. used to be, I don't know if she has a special name, but the tent is, it'd be square on the bottom, right? It's square, but then it keeps going higher and getting what?
More narrow.
More narrow, narrow, narrow. And then is what's up there in the middle of that tent? Center pole, right? There is a pole. Huh? That pole is what keeps that one? The tent up. You see? The Sheikh said, if you're missing that center pole, what do you have? You have no tent. The tent will fall down. Said, likewise, if a person acts upon all of the things in Islam, but he didn't act upon Salat, no Salat, he's not establishing Islam. You see? Person fast, do this, made Hajj, give charity, but he doesn't pray. He said, it's the same thing, like a person brought the tent, and because you need ropes for the tent, see? What you need? What else?
Rope, pegs.
Pegs. You need pegs because the pegs to tighten, pegs all around. And you need some little poles too on the sides. But what is the main thing in that tent?
The center pole.
It's the center pole. The Sheikh said, if a person brought all those little things, the siding, and he brought the pegs, everything, said everything, but if he doesn't have the center pole, because that's what hold the tent up. You all of you seen this tent we're talking about? You've seen it before? Because right now they just come with these tents, you know. But this one is, these are big tents, by the way, too. Alhamdulillah. You've seen it, Hassan, before?
Alhamdulillah.
Really? Or just on YouTube?
Boy Scout.
Huh?
He said he's a Boy Scout.
A Boy Scout?
Yeah.
And you have those? I think they have little ones.
I don't have any, but I've lived
in one. You lived in one of those? Oh, okay. We used to have one. It was brown. And to put it up, it's not easy. It's not easy, but Allah mustahil. So you got the idea, right? So that's the... Likewise, the Shaykh, he mentioned that one, but also he gave an example with it. It's like the homes, the ceilings. Like here, look at that pole right there. You see it? That pole right here, it's not there for decoration. No, it's a part of what?
Support
the ceiling. Right now, you got the ceiling, so you cannot just come and knock it out, because if you knock it down, it's going to become a problem. Likewise, sometimes, certain people, they may have a basement, a lot of space, but all of a sudden, there is like these two, what? Poles in the middle of the basement. And they're like, they wonder if these two wasn't here, that'd be nice, lot of room, lot of... But can they take them out? They just can't. They may, but they have to talk to someone who knows. They look at the, what do you call it?
The blueprint.
If those things, they were just somebody put them in there because I don't know whatever, they say, oh yeah, they can come out. Sometimes maybe more than one, three, four, five, when they bring somebody who really knows what he's doing, he says, well, we can take these two, but these three here, they're going to stay. Why? You won't have no floor, man. The whole kitchen will come down if you miss with this one. Likewise, the Shaykh, he says, Salat is the peak of the Islam. If a person is not praying, that's a big problem. And the ulama, of course, they have a difference of opinions related to the one who does not pray, not denying the prayer. Because if someone denies the prayer, they say, there is no prayer, man. That's kufr related to belief and disbelief. But if a person, he knows that, yes, he should pray, but he doesn't pray, some of the ulama, they say he's a kafir, some he says, no, he's not. Allahu, this is not the time to elaborate on that. But praying is very important. Maqala wa dirwatu sinamihi al-jihad. Wa dirwatu sinamihi al-jihad. And its topmost part is jihad. Qala al-shaykh صالح الفوزان الجهاد في سبيل الله عز وجل وهو قتال الكفار لإعلاء كلمة الله وإزالة الشرك والكفر من الأرض لأن الله خلق الناس لعبادته كما قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون فإذا عبدوا غير الله فإنهم يقاتلون حتى يرجعوا إلى الإسلام وإلى عبادة الله إذا استطاع المسلمون قتالهم وإذا لم يستطيعوا فإنهم يصبرون إلى أن تحصل الاستطاعة وتسنح الفرصة فيقاتلونهم من أجل مصلحتهم فالمسلمون يقاتلون الكفار من أجل مصلحة الكفار لإخراجهم من الكفر إلى الإيمان ومن الظلمة إلى النور ومن النار إلى الجنة وليس طمعا فيهم ورغبة في سفك دمائهم أو أخذ أموالهم نعم قال الله تعالى وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله The Shaykh says jihad in the way of Allah, and it's very important for us to understand this, because some people, they do a lot of evil in the name of jihad. They kill innocent people, and they said for jihad, and they have nothing to do with jihad, like the Khawarij these days. Kidnap people, killing people for money, for this, for whatever, for their wicked desires, and they said, no, they don't for jihad. No, it's not jihad. The Shaykh says jihad, which is to fight the disbelievers, for what? So that Islam prevail and to people be upon Tawheed and Shirk will be wiped out from the earth of Allah. Because this is Allah's earth. This earth doesn't belong to this country or the other. This is Allah's earth and Allah wants the servants to be upon Tawheed. So anyone who stands against that, the Muslims, they fight that person so that the people be upon Tawheed. He said, because the Shaykh, he says, Allah created the people to worship Him. He didn't create them to worship idols or to worship animals or to worship people or angels or prophets. Allah created His servants to worship Him. I have not created jinn and the human being except to worship Me, as Allah says in Surah Al-Dhariyat. In Surah Al-Dhariyat. So he says, if they worship Allah, if they don't worship Allah, then the Muslims fight them. For what reason? So that they can come back to Islam. That's what's the reason why jihad is for. And so that they come to worship Allah alone. He said, of course, if the Muslims have the ability to do so. If they don't have the ability, they don't do it. And they wait until they're strong and they have the ability to do so. He said, look, now the Muslims, they fight the non-Muslims for their benefit. For the benefit of the non-Muslims, not for the Muslims. Why? Because they fight them for one reason. To take them out from kufr to iman. To take them out from the darknesses of shirk and disbelief to the light of Islam. They fight them for their good. Because they are on a path that leads to the hellfire. But they fight them so they can come back to the Jannah. To put them on a path that leads to the Jannah. He says, the Muslims' jihad is not for people to... They fighting Muslims, fighting non-Muslims because they want to take their lands or their properties or their wealth. No. It is for their good benefit. So they can put them on a path that lead them to the Jannah where that is Islam and that is the Tawheed. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله قلت بلى يا نبي الله يا نبي الله فأخذ بلسانه قال كف عليك هذا and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said to him after giving him these golden advices and this showing to him and to us of course this is for all of us not just for Mu'ad رضي الله عنه all these gates of goods and so many ways for us to do good. Then he said to him, shall I tell you what control all of this for you? He says, of course, O Messenger of Allah, I want that. And the Prophet took his tongue and he said, guard this. And that's what we're going to leave for the next week, inshallah, ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who compete one another towards the hereafter and to be on the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا